Quorum, we're ready to call the meeting of the Design Review Committee of Civic San Diego to order here on June 12th, 2019. Could I ask for a roll call?
Chair Russell, Directors Shaw and Geisler are present, and ex officio member Ayala are present. Chair, Vice Chair Robinson is expected.
Okay, and then do we have any non-agenda public comment?
There are none.
Okay. Are there any ex parte communications to be disclosed? Look at my directors. I see none. Potential agenda items. Seeing none. Consent agenda. We have the minutes from the meeting of May 8th, 2019. Is there, folks have had a chance to review those? Moved by Director Shaw, second by Director Geisler. Please vote, all those in favor. Actually, I'm not calling it. We're just, please vote. I'm old school.
The motion passes unanimously.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. With that, we move on to a regular agenda. We have a project that has previously been through preliminary review here at the committee. And let's go ahead and we'll move forward with Columbia and Hawthorne and State and Grape. And it looks like Mr. Chopik, you have
yes,
the floor.
Thank you. Bill Chopik, planner for Civic San Diego. The developer team is also here in the back of the room, as well as the project architect who will present the project to you. This is the Columbia and Hawthorne and State and Grape project. This is a review, final design review and associated permits. The project site is a 34,000 square foot site broken up into two parcels for two separate buildings. So it's really have two projects being done in the same review. It is surrounded by one-way streets State Street has State as well as Hawthorne and Grape have planned bikeways under the downtown mobility plan. This is the site from an aerial view looking south. So you can see the surrounding uses. It's currently occupied by parking lot and vacant buildings. None of the buildings have any historic designations. The zoning is mixed commercial. It also has the fine grain overlay. Limited vehicle access applies to Grape and Hawthorne streets, and it is within the Little Italy Sun access overlay. The base FAR in this part of the city is 3.5 to 6. The proposed FAR is 5.7. Some of the applicable goals of the downtown community plan include a range of housing opportunities, a mix of housing consistent with the FAR and urban design policies, applying the LISA over the sun access overlay, and using airport-related development constraints as opportunities for unique development. And I should point out that this project did receive the FAA clearances for both the building and the temporary crane, as well as a conditional consistency determination from the San Diego County Regional Airport Authority. One of the conditions is that the crane be an adjustable height crane during weather conditions, which can be a little tricky. A parcel has about a 12-foot slope change from east to west. The project is a nine-story project combined, 125 dwelling units, 82 hotel suites, 156 parking spaces, and 3,800 square foot retail space on the corner of Hawthorne and Columbia. There's a Center City Development Permit, one for each project. So we would, if approved, we would issue a development permit, one for each project. And the deviations proposed are encroachments into the Little Italy Sun Access Overlay Zone with some adjusting of the encroachments. Overall, it's still meeting the less than 40% requirement. And then there's a section of street wall on Columbia Street that has only a 13.5-foot street wall for 19 feet on the right side of the building, as shown in the diagram there. This project went through preliminary design review in November of last year. It's has changed a couple of times. The last review pointed out some concerns with the deck, that deck that's facing I-5. The architect has added enhanced screening and an increased height on that deck, as well as providing some glazing and landscaping on the blank wall, as shown in the diagram. Also, some concern with the proposed signage, with a projecting sign that projected above the roof line. That's now been moved to a blade sign on the corner of the building. One of the other big concerns through the preliminary design review process had to do with parking, loading, and drop-off and pick-up areas. So the downtown, this is sheets taken from the Downtown San Diego Mobility Plan that very conceptually shows the two-way cycle track on the west side of State Street, and then one-way cycle tracks proposed on each side of Grape and Hawthorne Streets. So really creating some constraints to this project site for drop-off, pickup, loading, et cetera. What the applicant has done to address that is providing a loading area, a hotel loading zone here on Columbia Street. Well, it's not showing up on, let's see if I can get this to. Well, that's not working either. Okay, well, there's a hotel loading zone on Columbia Street to the right side of the driveway. There's hotel drop-off and pickup inside of the garage near the hotel elevator banks. And then the drop-off and pickup areas are proposed on State Street just to the right side of the driveway, where there would be a 30-foot clear zone, parking clear zone with the bikeway. And with that, I'll turn it over to the architect for a presentation.
Jonathan Sherman from AVRP. This building last came in November. The look and feel of the building is pretty much the same as back then, with a few improvements that Bill has started to lay out there. The general concept of the two buildings that we have is the same, where we have a more dynamic half of the building, which talks to the water and the proximity to the airport. And then we have a more grounded version, which talks to more to the Little Italy side of the project. I've subsequently made a few animations, which I'm going to play now. I hope that they run okay. Let's have a look. So this is the more dynamic side with a sort of a flowing facade, using materials that you're likely more likely to see in the nautical or aeronautical automotive industry. So that kind of, unfortunately, the video is at 4K, so it's jumping a little bit on this computer. So that was that one face of that building, and then moving on to the State and Grape side, which I have here. So there's still some play. It's very orthogonal, but we've also tried to break it up a little with some interest and layering of the facade, keeping the colors a lot more residential, I suppose, would be a good word. And also because of the size of the block and the length of the project, it was important to have it feel not like one big monolithic building. Going to the changes that have happened, the roof sign moved from, oops, what's going on? And slideshow. Apologies. Okay, so the roof sign moved from this location here, which didn't get received very well, up on the roof, to now a blade sign, which is here. I'll zoom in a little bit to that. Which can be viewed from either State or Grape Street, which is basically for the hotel. Let's have a look. The other change was along our deck area here, which is facing the 5 freeway. Previously, we'd not put much thought into this area here, so we've now developed that a little bit further with windows and some landscaping to tie in with the roof there. And as far as the design changes go, that's about it. The airport authority, as Bill said, signed off on this after 5 to 6 months of looking through it. So that was a good step to moving this forward. I'm open to any questions.
Great. Any questions from the directors here? If not, then we'll move to public comment. I have one speaker slip, Mr. Gary Smith.
Good morning, committee members. Gary Smith, president of the San Diego Downtown Residents Group. The building probably will fit in this area. The sun access criteria is not as important here as it is in other places because of the proximity of the freeway and the fact that there are not really any pedestrian destinations. There are not a lot of people walking on any of those streets because of the freeway. The concern that my board will probably have when they see this next week is the cycleways with the on-street pickup, passenger pickup, drop-off, and loading zones. We have worked very hard in the mobility master plan to do the protected bike lanes. You have the bicycle lane, then you have parking lane, then you have the traffic lane. If the parking lane becomes a pickup, drop-off, or a loading zone, you have some issues. Don't know how that's going to work because the absence of a curb makes it more difficult for some passengers. I don't know how you're going to deal with the ADA requirements, for instance. Likewise, with the loading, you take stuff off and you move it across the bike lane. There's got to be a way to get it up the curb, which means you have to have some kind of curb cuts to enable that to happen, and I don't see that addressed in any of the plans. And those kind of details are something we're going to have to work out in the future, not necessarily on this project, just something the staff has to be aware of as we go down this path. I admit this project is unfortunate in that they have bike lanes on all three sides, which has got to be a first, especially for downtown. So we'll have to figure out how to deal with that. But that is the only real concern we see with this project, other than that one area of street wall height and that one blank wall on State. But I think because that's adjacent to the freeway, and again, that's not a big pedestrian thing right now, and I don't see it becoming so in the future, that should not be an obstacle to this project going forward. And I think they're going to love the blade sign instead of the rooftop sign. Thank you.
Okay, with that, we turn to committee members. I don't see anyone here in line to speak at the moment. Okay, Mr. Shaw.
So I would like some clarification on the access off the, onto and off the streets, because I share the concern about the bike lanes along, I believe it's State, and getting vehicles in and out. And if it's a hotel, that includes tourists. So I'd like clarification. Elevation would be helpful to have. And then I would like to understand, you haven't designated a sustainability program, but I presume you're going to at least exceed the minimum for the code?
That's the idea.
Not much of a commitment.
That's something we'll have to do in conjunction with the developer, but sure, that's something that we will be pushing for.
Okay.
Yeah, so speaking to the cycleway, it's kind of difficult because we don't know as of yet what that cycleway is going to be. We were already short on the right-of-way for the pedestrian pavement. And then we're pushing up against a wall where the freeway is. So it kind of gives us a, this is probably not the best view. So that area here will most likely be worked out when that cycleway is implemented. We weren't too concerned about the one-way cycle tracks that appeared on Grape and Hawthorne, because they can be worked with. As far as people in the hotel being out on the streets there waiting, I think Bill mentioned this, where we decided to move hotel pickup and drop off inside, so Uber and Lyft and taxis will be able to drive through into the garage, pick people up directly from here, which is below the reception, alleviating the street of a little congestion.
Okay, that's somewhat helpful. Can you show me what's going on? I thought I saw driveways on the State Street side.
Yeah, that's part of the residential project, so that will receive less activity than the other one. So that's just here. So since we've last shown it, one thing we did in response to the city was add view triangles to best allow any disruption coming in and out, to give people plenty of warning when they're turning out onto State Street here. So that should help a little bit. Generally, State Street at the moment is not super busy, so we don't see that being a big problem.
I'm
drop off pickup areas.
Really not. I can read a set of plans, but this is way too busy. And I'm not clear, and maybe I didn't hear you say this, or he'll hear Mr. Chopik say it. Are cars going to park on the street and we're going to have bike lanes?
The design for State Street will have the 10-foot sidewalk, two-way cycle track, a parking lane, and then a single northbound travel lane. And all like the, now there will not be parking on either side of the driveway for site distance.
Sure.
So there'll be some of that. But, and Jonathan, if you can clarify, what you're saying is the garage entry off State Street is for residents only?
That was the idea.
Hotel will be off Columbia Street.
Yes.
Thank you. So that's the clarification there. And everyone arriving in will be directed either into the garage off Columbia Street or have to utilize the parking lane on Columbia.
Yeah. Although there is access to the garage from both entries, it will be set up in such a way and wayfinding so that this wouldn't appear to be an entry to your hotel, if that's the reason people are coming in, so that we'll move that group of people up through Columbia Street.
I would ask that you do two things, at least for my benefit. Let's create a better graphic that demonstrates what is being articulated, because I can see their dashed lines on there, and I can see where there's, I think, a buffer, and I think a bike or car parking, but it's not clear at all. And then I would like you guys to talk with your, I would like you to talk with your client and be able to give us some sense of your sustainability program, because none doesn't sit well, as far as I'm concerned. Otherwise, I like the project. That's why I just focus on these two things. Like Dr. Russell, or Dr. Russell, that's funny. like Director Russell, close. I prefer on-site affordable housing, but I do appreciate the monies that come with paying the in-lieu fee. Other than that, I'm supportive of the project.
And did you have, you had questions about sustainability? He referenced the developer who was present. Did you have questions you wanted to address on
no,
that?
They're hearing me. I mean, I think they should come forward and at the board be able to articulate something better than not at this time.
Yeah, that's something we can work out with them to find a good solution. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Director Shaw. Next, I have up Director Geisler.
Thank you. So you answered the questions that I was going to ask about the travelway, so that's good. I like the project. I think it looks great. I think it's cool that there's the two different designs on the front end side and the back side. I think that's really cool. And I also think with the location of the site next to the freeway, you're kind of doing the best you can with that. And so I think it's I'm in favor of the project, and if we do need a motion, I believe, on this one. I'll make a motion to move staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second at the moment? You want to wait for my comments?
Yeah, I was going to wait for everyone to have a chance and then make a...
Okay, we'll let the motion, we'll continue here. Director Ayala, do you have anything to...
I don't really have anything to add. I think Director Shaw asked the questions that are the most pertinent.
Okay. So I guess I have three comments, at least at the moment. I sometimes lead myself to others. With the in-lieu fee, what I'm calculating is that is it roughly 1.2 million combined is what's estimated?
Yes, that's correct.
And that would be per the submittal, because the fee is going up as effective July 1st.
That's true. And the payment of the inclusionary housing fee is at the time of issuance of building permit. So.
Okay.
Yes, it is scheduled to increase the fee amount.
Okay, by about 20%, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right. I don't have the exact figure, but I can get that for you.
Yeah. Doing the rough math on that, the in-lieu fee would generate, based on traditional levels of subsidy of units, it would produce between 10 and 12 units. And 12 would be what would be required, and I just want to call out that math. So as folks talk about the level of in-lieu fees, some point of reference for... what we get when we do in-lieu fees rather than building on site. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. In this case, it's a wash. I'm not quite sure. But that's not under review today. The blade sign, I have to say, I think that from a pedestrian standpoint, the blade sign is a much better presence for the hotel as a driver or as a resident. It does, on the corner, have a bit of an applied look to it, and I... not going to, you know, I don't know if there's something more that can be done. You've got these wonderful architectural fins, you know, going on the upper portion of the building a little bit to the right. I don't want to push you in any direction. Just right now it feels a little bit applied, and it could be that the detailing and materials are going to make it have the standing and presence. To me, hotel signs are part of the urban landscape. I mean, you actually navigate sometimes according to signs you can see. And that's nice. It's an improvement, I think, over the other sign, and I wonder if there isn't a possibility to give it something more of presence, and I will leave the comment there. And then we had talked last time, as I recall, about the townhomes and the streetscape and the presence next to the freeway. Do you have any good images of the townhomes?
Yeah.
I think number 6 might cover it. A rendering rather than... Because there are concerns about how much of a about the presence. We've raised questions before about privacy having a sense of being protected. Now, it looks like perhaps the grade gives a little bit of a step up to the floor plate of the townhomes. Is that correct?
Yes.
From the sidewalk, you step up? Okay. Yes. Okay, I really don't have any other questions or comments. I do think, as always, you guys have done some really remarkable work, and appreciate the responsiveness to the comments and discussion previously here at committee. With that, we do have a motion. Director Shaw, are you prepared to second?
Yes, I am.
Okay, second. We have a motion and a second. Let's call for a vote to advance this to the board.
The motion passes unanimously.
Very good. Thank you. With that, that is the full agenda of the Design Review Committee today. I thank you all for being here today, and we will adjourn. Thank you. The Audit Committee will convene.
You can keep your presentation on here if you want to. Or.